I woke up the morning after the first presidential debate, shaking off a mental dust that lingered like Democratic fallout. I also woke up to a singular throbbing thought that mirrored my slight hangover. Watching the debate was entirely not a good thing for my self-care. Given that a return to anything that resembles normalcy seems like a stretch, what does self-care even look like during a pandemic, especially topped off the icing of political madness? I had a few thoughts, but if you're looking for advice like sipping orange mint tea under the full moon, turn back because this is not for you. Thought 1. Think about how you might miss small irritations when they're not there anymore. Recently, I've discovered that regardless of where I'm heading in my house, either a child or a dog plops down directly in my path. I usually take one of those sharp inhales and do that awkward ballet, the one where they realize they're in my way and we both dodge in the same direction and then another, or I complete the steps wrong and step on a paw or yank a shirt to one side so I don't stumble over them. I've continually had to think about mentally transmuting those irritations so I don't lose my mind. For me, many of those irritations will only be there for a short time. The children might start sequestering themselves as they grow older and decide their own routines. My dog, with her belly-filled size that glues herself to me, she'll die. Them underfoot is life now, and that life comes with an irritant to peel in order to enjoy its sweetness. Thought 2. Is it a productive day or is it a survival day? I'm going to credit this to a video that I saw in the endless scroll of TikTok where a mom gave advice that I felt I had already been following. Decide your day early. Is it going to be a productive day? Can you feel in your bones there's enough energy for relationships, work, and that unruly stack of laundry? Then use it and get it done. Or is it a fairly meh day on all counts, where you might need to prioritize work over your kids, over your husband, over your friends, over yourself? Or is it a day where you might be throwing snacks at the kids while you despair at the state of the nation and rely on your support network? The one you might actually need to reach out to, even with a slightly drunken text? Don't think we can do the same as we did before, and even in the same capacity as before, during a global pandemic with an uncertain economy. Or think that others can do it either. It's not realistic. There should be no guilt assigned to that flux of days. Thought 3. There are only some things within our control. You kept the kids alive. You kept your boss happy. You checked in with your husband, received and gave a hug that had meaning. Maybe on a survival day, that is all that matters. I know, federal elections are looming large. But given the Electoral College, or if you live in Washington, D.C., or Puerto Rico, sorry y'all, you may not feel like change will happen regardless of your vote. But you can see your power in local elections. Go check out the last local election numbers. Some of those elected officials got voted in by what could be a car full of voters. So take an hour. Get as informed as you can in that hour. I know, it's just an hour, but I know that that extra tedium of possibly knowing about your neighbor's thirst for a seat on city council might be too much for you on a given day. And while I know that hour might sound dreadful and even irritating, go back to thought 2. Change that irritant into what it might mean if you no longer had the ability to vote and contribute to change like you do now. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.